Last night at the 9:30 Club here in Washington, D.C., a crowd gathered to hear a band called Pinback. You may be a fan already, or you may have heard them when they were featured on the TV show The O.C., but they existed long before those moody Orange County kids caught on, and unlike the show, which is no longer with us, they're back with a new album called Autumn of the Seraphs. They join us here now for a live performance in Studio 3A. Welcome Rob Crow and Zach Smith.
Hello.
Hello.
If you've got a question or a story for the guys about their music, the record business, and the difference between music and product, give us a call, 800-989-8255. Email us, talk@npr.org, or head over to our blog to tell us about your favorite Pinback show. You can find that at npr.org/blogofthenation. Why don't we begin with a song?
Okay. This song's Bouquet. It sounds different with the way... This isn't what the album sounds like, and it's not like what we sound like live. This is a version that we made just for things like this. Mm-hmm. That's totally weird and different. Here we go.
Taste my tears.
Pinback, Rob Crow and Zach Smith from their new album, The Autumn of the Seraphs. That was Rob Crow on guitar, Zach Smith on bass. They also heard some backup vocals there. No, that wasn't me. I would have happy to do it if it had been asked. But in fact, at the beginning of the song, Rob reached over and punched a button on a laptop that's sitting on a table next to him. And computers and computer recording, really, Rob Crow, been part of the genesis of Pinback.
Yeah, we like to half the writing we do is finding new kinds of ways to record and seeing how we can utilize them in ways that keep us from being bored.
But you started recording in your houses, in your living rooms, in bedrooms, on computers.
And we
computers.
Still do.
Yeah? So you're hitting the big time.
Oh, yeah. Already home.
All right. Let's see if we get some listeners on the line. If you'd like to join us, 800-989-8255. Email is talk@npr.org. Let's begin with Lacey. Lacey calling us from Daytona Beach in Florida.
Yeah!
Jesus.
Whoa.
I can't believe I'm about to hit this lady. Okay. Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, you really are in Daytona Beach, aren't you?
I'm from Daytona.
Hi.
And your question, Lacey?
My question would be, I can read your lyrics over and over and over, and I can make my own, you know, what I think that those lyrics mean, but they're so hard to understand. Did you do that on purpose, or do they mean anything, like a certain message that you try to get across with your lyrics?
Have you tried playing them backwards?
No.
Well, that might be the key. Zach, do you have an answer for her?
You know what? I don't have an answer for you, Lacey, but I think Rob does.
I do. usually the lyrics have between one to three different meanings. And
okay.
Sometimes certain verses will have different meanings, and the way they work together will mean a whole new thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they definitely mean something to me.
Thank you.
And what's going on and what I'm doing. So, you guys are so awesome.
Thanks very much for the call, Lacey.
Okay, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
A lot of the critics say, reading your stuff, that one of the things they really like about it is they can hear something new every time they listen to it. Is that part of the intent?
Yes, definitely. We try to keep ourselves interested because we have to hear it more than anybody else ever will.
I bet you do, yeah. Here's an email we have from Josh in Sacramento. I had a chance to ask Rob this question when he was in Sacramento for a side project, but he didn't know the answer, so I'm asking Zach. Numbers seem to be a large motif in your lyrics. What role do they play? Are they part of the complexity of the music?
No, they're not. I think you might be talking about a song called Loro. And I've had 100 people ask me what the numbers 49531 mean.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll just keep it a secret. Mm-hmm. We'll keep letting them wonder.
But it doesn't mean die California.
But it doesn't mean die California. Yeah.
It's not like the old Wilson Pickett song, 6345789. It's right. Anyway, let's see if we get Sonia on the line. Sonia's with us from San Francisco.
Wow, I'm so excited. I can't even believe I have this opportunity to talk to you guys. You are amazing.
I don't think she's talking about me.
My question would be, Zach, you play bass pretty interesting. You play it very similar to a guitar. Did you used to play guitar? Or?
No, never played guitar. It really just comes from knowing that it can do more than just a traditional bass. And being bored, I tell people that a lot. You know, you sit at home and there's nothing to do, and I play bass, and so I try to come up with new ways to come up with melodies and whatnot with it.
Wow, okay. I can't even think of anything else to say. I'm just so thrilled to even be able to talk to you guys. You're amazing.
Cool. Thank you.
Sonia, have a great day.
You too.
Thanks very much. Boredom seems to figure heavily a lot in your interests. I know, Rob, for example, you used to work at a lot of fast food joints in New Jersey.
Yeah.
Is that where you developed this habit for boredom?
No. Maybe. It's
could
possibly
be.
If you got time to lean, you got time to go to take a nap. I don't know.
we're talking with Rob Crow and Zach Smith, the founding members of Pinback. Their new release on Touch and Go Records is called Autumn of the Seraphs, and you're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. How about another tune, guys?
Okay. This sure. one's called Walters.
Okay.
Your mind. You made your past to sleep. No other mind worries. Unknown but not mine. Anyone else would slit from sleeve to shoulder. Anyone else would not deserve your life. Seems that all lines colorless beyond your side. Seems that all I worried for is vain. Races towards the sky, takes a sip out of his beer and says it looks amazing. He says it looks amazing. Clouds until he can't think, can't hear a sound. Shoots out the balloons and falls to the ground. Jumps out off of his chair and says it was amazing. Says it was amazing.
There are days it pays to have a really good radio. You're listening to the music of Pinback, Rob Crow and Zach Smith with us here live in Studio 3A. Our thanks to them for coming in. Before I run out of time, I want to thank Rob Byers, Carlos Gomez, and Marty Curcius for engineering this performance. And mention that if you'd like to hear more songs from Pinback's new CD, Autumn of the Seraphs, you can check out our website at npr.org/talk. An email question before we go. This is from Brian in Pleasanton, California. I enjoy the interaction of your tandem vocals. How do you decide which sections are sung by which member? Do you predefine who sings a certain part, or do you try different ways to see what works best? And Rob, do you leave space for Zach to come in with his own lyrics and melodies, or do you generally write all the vocal lines in advance?
We both just kind of have at it, and we kind of just carve out the song out of what we, because we both are vocal crazy, I think. Although I'm more lyric crazy, and he usually has one or two lines.
Yeah, I'm down to one or two lines, but I'll hear something in my head, and it pretty much is just that, just a couple little phrases throughout the song, and Rob pretty much takes the meat of the vocal area, but I think it works. It works out well.
Okay. Where are you off to next?
Where are we?
New York?
New York?
I think we're in New York tomorrow.
Oh, good luck.
Thank you.
Thanks very much for coming
Thank you very much.
Yeah,
it's an honor to be here.
Us.
So excited to see you.
Rob Crowe and Zach Smith, the founding members of the band Pinback. I'm Neil Conan. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News.